Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 8. Yesterday, we talked about garden harvest and how that can be a business. Today's business idea is about food carts and market stalls. So who doesn't love food? I certainly do love food, and I guess everybody does. So how to get this business started? First, you should find an idea. So look at what's your favorite dish, where you get a lot of compliments for, and then see if you can prepare it quick enough that you just need to heat it up maybe, or you can sell it even cold. But I guess a lot of people like to have a warm meal. Then look if there is a niche in your market. Is there something vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free? Can you make something better? Can you make something sustainable, local, organic, sugar-free, etc.? And is there a demand for those? So you have to check that as well. So how about a great dessert or drink? Ask yourself also where and how your customers are going to be eating your food or consuming your drinks, and how you should package them so your customers don't make a mess. And maybe you can even consider the smell of your product in terms of where it will be eaten. So if you have something with lots of cheese and it's quite smelly, then maybe it's not ideal for business people. So it really is important to look at where you will be selling your products. So some thoughts to bear in mind that could maybe help you with setting up the business and finding an idea. So the thing you are making should be exceptionally good. So that means if people just had a portion, are they willing to get another one because it's so good? Or is it Instagrammable? Will there be people taking pictures of it and putting it on Instagram because it looks so delicious? And can you prepare it quick enough? That's another question we had earlier already. And are you an outgoing person, or can you be one? Because you need to sell it. You need to prepare it. So it's all about you. So the second phase, I would say, is the first testing one. So after you had your idea, you can get started serving your friends, gather feedback from them, and maybe while you're not there, ask them to put the amount of money in a box they would be willing to pay for it. So after that, you can count that and see if that matches your expectations. But don't forget that you just served your friends, so they will probably pay more. But I don't know your friends, so it could be different as well. Now that you know that you're on the right track, you can go to the next step, the second testing, and get a market stall. Then you can sell it finally on a market, and perhaps this won't fly right away, so you should check in advance how others are selling on that particular market and adapt to their style of selling. But since you can hand out samples, I'm sure it won't be too hard for you. You can actually repeat this kind of second testing, as I said, as often as you like, because that can already be a business and it can allow you to set money aside for a food cart if that is still your vision, or you just keep on selling in your market stall. So third phase is finding a good location and setting up your food cart. If that doesn't work right away, you can always come back to your market stall experience and just try to find a different location with a better audience for your product. So the market stall one is actually the most valuable point, I would say, in this whole flow, because there you don't need to spend a lot of money to get this thing started and to test your idea. So if you like it to be your business, you can make that your business, or you can go further and get your food cart. That's it for this idea. I would love to hear your feedback, and I would love to hear your business idea. You can send that to idea@businessideastalk.com. So let's end this episode with today's quote from Nelson Mandela. I've learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Hope you liked this episode and you will tune in again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.